I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The 46th Indianapolis Early Music Festival opens Friday, June 22nd, opening night with Ingrid Matthews and Seattle Baroque playing music of Bach and Bieber. It continues on Sunday, the 24th, with Ingrid Matthews and harpsichordist and co-founder of Seattle Baroque, Byron Shankman, playing a program called Common Ground. Our guest is Byron Shankman. Byron, thanks very much for joining us.
I'm really glad to be here.
Now, Ingrid came to Indiana University actually to study with Joseph Gingold, but then there was a detour.
That's true. She went to Indiana to study with Gingold, and then while she was there, met Stanley Ritchie and began studying with him and playing in the Baroque Orchestra at IU. And it was really like she found her home. She found her voice. She'd always loved Bach more than anything. And I think that discovering Bach in the kind of context that he came out of was very exciting to her.
You have a bit of a parallel story. You came to IU studying piano with Edward Auer.
So I did study with Edward Auer for part of the time that I was working on my master's at Indiana. In my career, I've kind of gone back and forth and enjoyed doing piano performance, coming at it from a perspective of somebody really steeped in the earlier traditions. But my main teacher was Elizabeth Wright, who's one of the best music teachers of any kind that I've ever encountered.
Now, you open with Ingrid and Seattle Baroque playing music of Bach and Bieber. Most people, I think, the name Bach, resonates. But what about this Bieber character?
Bieber is wonderful. Bieber was one of the first great violin virtuosos. He was active in Germany in the 17th century. And our idea was to juxtapose Bach's music with the kind of music that Bach would have grown up hearing. And Bieber represents really the best of that. The music from that generation before Bach is very, very romantic, really. It's very evocative and very passionate. And they were experimenting with different ways of using violins and other string instruments. It kind of shows Bach in a really different light from the way we usually hear Bach.
On the second evening, on the Sunday evening, it's just the two of you, you and Ingrid Matthews, performing a program called Common Ground. Grounds?
Yeah, well, it's a pun because a ground is a kind of variation set popular in the 17th century where you take a simple chord pattern and then you either improvise or compose variations over it. And then, of course, Ingrid and I have a lot of common ground, having met in graduate school at Indiana, played together and worked really closely together for, gosh, more than 20 years.
We've been talking with Byron Shankman, he with Ingrid Matthews, co-founders of Seattle Baroque. They offer music of Bach and Bieber on opening night at the 46th Indianapolis Early Music Festival on West Ohio Street at the Indiana History Center, Friday, June 22nd, and then Sunday evening, the 24th, it's just the two of them, music Common Ground, music of Bieber, Muffat, and Schmelzer. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.